Hey y'all, this is Cammy Cola with Cammy Cola's Podcast, and I'm here. Today's date is July 21st, 2020. It's been a minute, and you know, shout out to people who's in quarantine the whole time. Shout out to people who have quarantine babies now. Shout out to the pregnant women, and no, really y'all, I missed y'all. And I hope y'all missed me and I missed the podcast platform. And this is a brand new year, and not brand new, we're halfway into the year, but it just feels like every month is the start of the year because I've been receiving blessings after blessings after blessings, and you know, Black Lives Matter. And I just wanted to come on here and give out a few tips and say a few laws to my future Black owners, my Black CEOs, my people of color. And this is not my first rodeo with having brands or businesses. Actually, I've done a lot and I've lost a lot of money and I've learned a lot. And what people need to understand is, listen, having a brand or a business, opening your own business, it's a risk. It's scary and you might lose money, you might gain money. You never know until you open your business. And some of y'all may think that your business and your product is in high demand, but you'll be surprised on how many people are doing the same thing you're doing. So you might want to sell your stuff differently, sell your service, your product different, and brand it different, and make sure the logo is catchy, and make sure you are appealing to your general audience. And because nowadays, listen, we're selling through social media. Everyone is scared to go outside and walk up to a person and say, hey, I'm selling this. This costs this much. This will help you buy blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna get on the topic of all of that. So listen, I've launched my brand, me and my daughter, and it's called Coco Pop Heiress at COCOPOPHEIRESS. The H is silent. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And this is one thing, let me tell you guys, have at least two social medias for your brand or your business, okay? Because a lot of people don't have Instagram. It sounds crazy. And a lot of people do have Instagram, but they don't get on Instagram as much as they do Facebook or Snapchat. So I have my business on Facebook and Instagram because I feel like that's easier for me, because when I post on Instagram on my business page when I post on Instagram on my business page, it automatically reverts to my Facebook business page. So the posts are constant. But some people rather get on Snapchat. So if you rather get on Snapchat, make sure you have a business Snapchat page. And yes, that does exist. And yes, you can pay Snapchat to promote your business, just like you can pay Instagram or Facebook to promote your business. That's why when you see those ads and those sponsorships of people selling their things or, you know, whatever their service is, that's why you see that randomly on your timeline, because these people have paid the social media to promote their brand. So take advantage of that, and also take advantage of the people with big followings, okay? Ask them to promote your brand or your your business on their page or on their story, and they might ask you to pay them something for pay to post or pay to promotion, which is understood, because if I had like 5,000, 8,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 followers, I would want you to send me that money to my Cash App, because it's strictly business, especially if you don't know these people. So it's always smart to pay people to post your business, to promote you, and try to make sure that their audience will enjoy or be interested in your product. So it wouldn't make any sense for me to ask a man with a tech company that has 10,000 followers. He has a tech company. It wouldn't make any sense for me to ask this man to promote my page on his story when his audience may not be interested, because his audience are more electronic-y, computer, phones. It doesn't make any sense to promote my lip gloss on his page, if you get my drift. So always remember to capture the same audience, bring in the same audience that you're trying, that may be interested in your service or product. So another thing, I see a lot of people post these low quality photos on their Instagram, and it looks like it's giving me very much 2005 Android quality. That is going to hurt you, okay? A lot of young people are on Instagram, and even older people, like, they love to see HD pictures. So make sure you are upgrading your phone. You don't have to get the latest iPhone or the latest Android, but make sure your picture on your phone, because 9 times out of 10, the most convenient way to take pictures of your product is on your phone. Unless you're a photographer and you have a camera on deck, but 9 times out of 10, we're using our phone for the outlet to our social media. So the camera on your phone has to be updated, and the quality, like I said, the quality of your pictures will hurt you. If your picture looks blurry, if your videos look blurry, and it will hurt, because I'm a customer, and if I'm looking at you guys' pictures and videos, I'm cringing, because I'm like, ugh, Android. So, not shit, not Android, but I'm just team iPhone, and I can't go back. And you know, I have to say, Android had to catch up with iPhone, like the quality of the iPhone's pictures, because that's another story. But anyway, yeah. So make sure you are editing your pictures for the viewer's sake. I don't care if you never edited a picture in your life, practice, okay? Because it's really going to hurt you, make you lose out on money, because a lot of people are selling what you sell. And if you have a blurry picture of an outfit that you're selling on your Instagram page or your business page, and Tiffany on another page, she's selling the same thing you're selling, and she took her picture with the iPhone 11 Plus, and her colors are vibrant, and she turned up the saturation a little bit, and turned down the contrast a little bit, and turned up the highlight a little bit, and turned up the sharpness just a bit, and she took her picture in sunlight, and the angle is right, and the cropping is right, like no outside shit in her picture, because a lot of people post their product and they have like maybe a cup on the side that they just drunk out of. Like, leave the unnecessary, crop the unnecessary stuff out of your picture and make it look more professional. And it's like a commercial. Like, you don't see McDonald's with a Hennessy bottle on the back. You know what I'm saying? You don't see a Walmart. We don't even really see Walmart commercials, but for instance, you don't see Chanel. Well, you know what I'm saying. You don't really see a commercial if it's with all the unnecessary stuff. It has to be, the product has to be the focus. So make sure your product or your service is the focus. Okay. So, another thing. Don't give up just because you're not making profit. Like I said, a business is a risk. You're going to either lose money or win money. And 9 times out of 10, you're losing money. You're losing money the first couple weeks, maybe the first couple months, because a real business, unless you are working day and night with minimum sleep and you're eating, living, breathing, sleeping, dreaming about your business at night, and you're putting all of your energy towards your business and all of your money, and let's be very clear, no one has the time to put their whole, like, all of their money into their business, because we have other priorities, right? So unless you're doing that, and then God gives you this big huge blessing and give you confirmation that I'll make you a millionaire in 1 year, it does not happen. Okay, like I said, it is a risk. And because it is a risk, you have to remember to stay consistent, because just as quickly as people can follow you and latch on to your business, they can unfollow you because you haven't been posting for 2 weeks. And it's crazy, but you have to stay consistent. Like, I try to post every day, if not every day, every other day, whether it's on my page or story, just to make just to let my followers know on my business page that, hey, we're still here, we're still working, the site is still published. Make sure you have a website, but that's another story. The site is still published, we still have incoming inventory, and don't forget about us. That's basically why it's so important to be consistent in your posting, just to make sure your audience and your supporters don't forget about you and your brand and what you're selling. And try to stay consistent. A lot of people give up the first year because they don't see a profit. If you're getting into your business only thinking about money, you might want to change that mindset. Make sure your business or your brand is a hobby to you. That way you will enjoy doing it. When you enjoy doing something, you're not worried about the money. Of course, we all want to make a profit when we're opening a business. Duh. A lot of us are opening a business to escape the 9-to-5 world. I understand. But make sure it's something that you enjoy. And if it's not something you enjoy, make sure your product or your service is in high demand, because when it's in high demand, people will run to your stuff regardless of your competition. For example, Amazon. If I type in hand sanitizer, or better yet, if I type in soap or bleach or the necessary things, toothpaste, water, the things that we need, I'll see thousands and thousands of them, in thousands. But you're more likely to make money from an essential product versus non-essential. Will it happen as quickly? Maybe, maybe not. That is a risk that you're going to have to take. Do your research on your business. Look at your competition's prices. Gather your prices. Find out how much you've spent on your inventory. Flip that price, profit, but don't flip it too high to where your customer's like, their price is high and I'm going down the street because Shaquita prices are a lot cheaper and she's selling the same thing. Like, don't make your prices ridiculously high to where you're losing business. We all want to make a profit, but you can't be greedy, especially if you're starting out. Eyelashes should not be $10 if you're starting out. Eyelashes, everyone is selling them. You can buy them at your local beauty supply store. So you are begging people to buy your $10 mink. And people don't care about mink, or it's imported from Italy and the finest parts of Africa. People gonna look at, your lashes are $10 and I got $50 and I'm not finna spend $10 on your lashes when I can go to the beauty supply store and buy some $2 mink lashes. The same as lip gloss. People can go to the beauty supply store and buy $1 lip gloss, $2. Your lip gloss should not be $7. Now, if you have an audience already, supporters already, that's ready to spend money with you, by all means, go for it. But if you don't have that many supporters, it is not smart to triple the price on what you spent. It's not, especially when it's more convenient to go to the store down the street than buy from you. It sounds harsh, but we have to think of the reality, and you are a customer as well. And I'm pretty sure if someone is selling soap and it looks like Dove soap and they're selling their soap for $20 and you can get that soap for $5 down the street, you're going to get that soap for $5 because you're smart with your money. So you have to think like a customer. You can't think like a CEO all the time when you're running a business. Okay? Another thing. Don't get so in your feelings when it comes to who's supporting you. Don't get caught up in that. Like, they're supposed to be my best friend, but they're not supporting me. Or my family member's not supporting me. Or why didn't support me? Like, I'm cutting everybody out because you're not supporting my brand. Your brand is your priority, not theirs. When they wake up in the morning, they don't think about your brand. You do. And if you don't, you should. I don't know about y'all. I stay up till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, working on my website, looking at the products that I can add to my brand, trying to figure out what profit I will make this month. I have a goal, so I'm trying to like promote and, you know, advertise. And I'm doing that. I dream about my brand. You should too. But don't get in your feelings when your dream is not someone else's dreams. Especially in this time, it's a hard time. COVID hit and a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people aren't even, they have a hard time paying their own bills. So supporting you, buying your product is the last thing that they're thinking about. Just know that one day they might support you. One day they may support you. And when they do, make sure your inventory is up. Make sure the quality of your product is A1 and not shitty and not cheap. You can't have cheap shit and sell it for a lot of money. You will lose supporters quicker than they can. So yeah, these people that's not supporting you now, a lot of us get in our feelings and emotions about family and friends not supporting us. That will distract you. That you'll get caught up on who's not and who is. And that's not what you should be worried about. Because 9 times out of 10, your family, your friends are the last people to support you. It sounds crazy, but it is what it is. But they'll support you one day when you are successful and you have a lot of following, and when they do, make sure you're ready for them. And because we only have like one time to sell somebody something, and that one time they'll determine whether they want to come back to you or like, nah, I'm good on that. Another thing, customer service. We get on this high horse, the CEO mindset, this boss mindset, this owner. I'm a business owner. I'm the boss. I don't have to abide by. But listen, you could be all of that, the CEO, all of that, but you still have to maintain a certain level of customer service to your supporters and your customers. So educate yourself on customer service, knowing how to treat people that's spending their hard-earned money on your product. The wrong attitude will cost you to lose it all. Your product can be the best product in the world, the best bundles in the world, the best lip gloss in the world, the best lashes in the world, the best boxers in the world, the best purses in all America. But if your attitude and your customer service is shitty, people will never, ever want to buy from you again. Okay? The same thing as your product. Your product has to be... Now, I understand, like, a lot of us go cheap and we buy it cheap and then we sell it high. But you have to be smart. Like, you just have to really do your research. I can't really speak on everybody's business because it's like everybody's stuff is different. That's why you have to educate your business and your products before you get into that business. If you didn't educate yourself beforehand and you just woke up one day and was like, I'm going to do this without doing the proper research, you're setting yourself up for failure. Sales. Know how to sell. Not just on social media, but you have to go outside. You have to, even during this time, people would appreciate your hustle when you're outside in 100 degree sun selling your product. They may not even need your product, may not even want it, but they're going to buy it because they see the drive, the ambition, the hustle. This person is out here selling their whatever in this hot sun. I'm going to go ahead and this Black Lives Matter moment right now. As a Black person, and we're high on colorism, now's the time to do it. It's not too hot. If it's homeless people, they can sit out in the sun and hold a sign for free. You can do it. You can sell your product for free. It's priceless. And like I said, people may not need or want your product, but they'll buy it and give it to someone that might want it in their family. I've done that. What else? I think I pretty much covered it all. Don't forget to use the proper hashtags. People like to use the hashtags that don't pertain to the picture or the product that they're posting. That's kind of just a waste of time. Make sure your hashtags are in comparison to what you're trying to sell. I'm selling bundles, so I'm going to put Brazilian bundles, mink hair, hashtag 20 inches, hashtag virgin hair, hashtag Remy hair, hashtag human hair, hashtag human bundles, hashtag bundles, hashtag bundle with no S, just so many hashtags will bring so many people, and it's free. That's the blessing about it. Don't forget your website. People love convenience. So if you are in Dallas, Texas, and someone in North Carolina wants to buy your product, how are you going to give it to them, get it to them? And how will they know to order? And how will they know their payment will go through, and is it legit? So open up a website. They have Wix. What else? They have so much. Shopify. It's so many website companies out there that are like, and a lot of them are free. And the upgrades, of course, if you want to upgrade to make your website look really legit, of course, they cost money. But a lot of them are free. The outlets are free. And my website is with Wix. Is it? Yeah, Wix. And I pay, I forgot how much I pay a month, but I pay like a certain amount of a month. And I'm so out of breath. I pay a certain amount a month. And my website, I can add up, I think, up to 15 products. And they, when people buy, they can buy either with their debit card, credit card, or they can pay through PayPal. And the good thing about paying through PayPal is a blessing and a curse. Some people will buy your product and try to get their money refunded back to them, even though they have your product. And some people will just scam you. So just be careful. I know I pay through PayPal a lot when I don't get my order in time. So I'll open up a dispute with a company and get my money back. There are a lot of people that will do that, even though you've sent your product out to them already. So the tip for that is, make sure you have a signature required option for your products, because that's what I plan on getting. I haven't had that happen to me yet, thank God, but in the future, I do have to protect the name and the brand of the business, and you have to protect yours too. So it's very smart, you know, to just go ahead and make sure that when someone receives their package, they sign for it, and that is ultimate proof that they've received it. Because anyone can say that they never received it, it got lost, and then you just lost on your product and your money. What else? Website, social media. Oh yeah, so make sure you did I go over social media? Make sure you have two social medias. You know, I have Instagram and Facebook. You can have Instagram and Snapchat or whatever, Twitter. At least two social medias, because a lot of people don't have Instagram. And if they do have it, they don't get on it as much as Snapchat or Facebook or vice versa. Make sure the packaging of your product is legit. They have wrap seals, I think. It's called wrap seals on Amazon. Like if you're selling something that can be open with a top, you can always buy, like, I think it's called wrap seal something. I'm not sure, but I'll find the name of it. And basically it seals your product. See, I sell lip glosses, and I had to buy that for my lip glosses, because you have to be perfect. Like your product has to be, you know, professional. You want people to know that they haven't been using, no one's been using their lip gloss on their lip or someone else's lips. And you have to just make sure that everything is contaminated, because COVID is around and people are already sketchy about buying from, you know, home, that businesses that you're running from your home. And you know, so when you're making things that can be applied to people's skin or face or lips, make sure your area is sanitized and you keep your mask on, keep your gloves on. Even though you wash your hands, keep gloves on. And we like to talk, I would hate for someone to accidentally spit in my and my lip gloss that they're making and putting in a tube, and now I'm putting your spit on my lips. So please, please, please. And that's another reason why people don't buy lip gloss unless it's professionally packaged. Because people can tell when you've spent a lot of money on your product and time and creativity and effort. And people can tell when you just threw some shit together, just threw some shit against the wall. And like, here you go. Enjoy. So I hope I covered everything. I hope I did. But if I didn't, I might cover it on my next episode. Y'all, I hope this was just enlightening to you all. I hope that this was an eye-opener. And I really do hope everybody that's listening, I hope your business flourish. And I just pray to God that you become a millionaire and you have everything you want. I thank you for supporting me. If you're listening, thank you for supporting me. Go follow my brand at Coco Pop Aries on Instagram and support and, you know, buy something. Because a lot of people will get on my website and will not spend money. They'll just look, be nosy, and dip back off. I see that. So thank you all for listening. And like I said, I hope your business flourish and you enjoy the rest of your 2020. And remember, Black Lives Matter. All right. Peace.